Seems everyone's talking about that dreaded avian or bird flu these days.
Every bird, 100% of the birds that have contracted avian flu die.
Senator Tom Harkin from Iowa, with all the heightened awareness of bird flu, the commercial poultry industry certainly ratcheting up its so-called biosecurity efforts, watching flocks carefully, especially if the chickens and turkeys have contact with wild birds. But there are many, many people in this country who are amateurs. They have a few chickens or ducks in their backyards.
There are actually backyard chickens even in urban areas.
That's Madeline Fletcher with the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service. You may have heard that one big problem with avian flu in Asia is that there were so many people with chickens in their yards running around that it's hard for the governments there to contain the spread of the disease. A lot of these birds could be sick and no one would know it. That could be a problem for this country, too, if the flu ever got here. And so for this country, Madeline Fletcher has been coordinating a program for folks with backyard poultry. It's called Biosecurity for the Birds. And it shows how to help protect your birds from disease and how to keep from spreading any disease your chickens may have to other birds.
So those things such as keeping visitors out, such as keeping clean clothes when you work with your birds, washing up very carefully before and after you handle your birds, keeping your birds away from other birds if you've taken them to a show or if you've gone to an auction and brought home new birds. So those are the kinds of things that you want to be careful to do so that you don't have disease in your flock.
But even more important now, officials are urging owners of poultry birds to keep a close watch on them, look for signs of disease. And Fletcher says avian flu might manifest itself in several ways.
Eggs that are either soft-shelled or misshapen, your bird might have a nasal discharge, coughing or sneezing. You could have sudden deaths in your flock of birds. Or you might have a bird with lack of energy, very lethargic, or diarrhea, discoloration of part of the bird's head. So those are some of the things that you might want to look for.
And if you see that or any other odd symptom, Fletcher says don't ignore it. Don't do what so many Asian backyard poultry folks did, which was to get rid of the birds quietly, and that made things much worse. She says tell your vet or someone at the local Department of Agriculture office or call this toll-free number. We'll give it to you now, 1-866-536-7593. 866-536-7593. And don't worry, there is no charge to you for a disease investigation. In Washington, Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.